And her name is Mary. There's a story about a priest who was newly ordained, and he was having a lot of problems with his homilies. It seemed like people weren't paying attention, dozing off, even snoring. And you remember. He remembered the words of his bishop after ordination and said to him, "Fathers, this class, if you ever have any kind of difficulties or problems in your priesthood, my door is always open." And he thought about that. And he took the bishop up on his invitation. He went to him and he sat down with the bishop and he said, "Bishop, I have a problem." And he said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, "Well, you know, people are not listening to my homilies, and one guy was snoring during my homily, and I asked the usher to go wake him up, and the usher said to me, 'That's not fair, Father. You put him to sleep, you wake him up.'" And the bishop said, "Well, that is a problem." He said, "You have to, you know, do something in the beginning and capture the people's attention." And the priest said, "Well, can you give me an example?" He said, "Yes." He said, "The next time you're in front of your congregation and you're starting your homily, begin your homily in these words. Say that I am in love. That'll wake them up. But then say with a married woman. Then you'll have them on the edge of their seats. And when you got them there, say, 'Her name is Mary.'" So he gets back to his congregation, time for his homily, and begins his homily by saying, "The bishop's in love." "And with a married woman." They were all on the edge of their seat. But then he said, "And I forget her name." "Her name is Mary." We don't forget her name. She's the queen mother of our mother, the queen of all creation, the mother of God, and our mother, who's madly, outrageously in love with us. And our whole mission is to bring us here to our son. You think of the apparitions that she would have had. Most of them were like, "Build a church, build a chapel. Bring in the priest, bring in the altar, bring in the tabernacle, bring in the confessional, the baptismal font, bring in the sacraments, the personal encounters with Jesus." That's the mission of our mother, to bring us to his heart, that we go through the heart of the Immaculate Heart of Mary to the Sacred Heart of Jesus with a smile. You know, she is so beautiful to us, always with us, just like Jesus is with us, not just here, you know, when we go outside as well. You know, the whole creation is the footstool of God. He's always with us till the end of the world. And so is Mother Mary. And so is St. Joseph, his chaste heart. I always think about the three hearts, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in school, writing that all the time. And the year of St. Joseph. But, you know, our founders of Calix, they knew this so well. Bill Montroy, you know, he was just in love with the Blessed Mother. And I was listening to Michael's talk that he had the Dominican nuns, and I believe that's who Bill Montroy had. He went to Holy Rosary Church. Dominican fathers had that. And I was thinking about the rosary, you know, that he would see that rosary all the time. And the parish's name, Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And it was where Bill Montroy would take his Third Order Dominican. Became a secular Dominican by taking the Third Order promises. But it was Mary that was so much instilled into him. And when it came time for the first meeting in that Rainbow Cafe, and there's so much more to the story, and I hope to bring more in my presentation talk, but it would suffice here to say, at that first meeting, Bill Montroy brought in a statue of the Blessed Mother and a candle. And also a vase with a rose in it. And his wife, Janet, gave him a nice covering for the shrine altar. and of white linen, and everything was beautiful. And here they are in this Rainbow Cafe, and they're in a private room, but it's glass, so you can see through it. Everybody's looking at there, you know, and they, you know, the waitresses are looking in and say, are these some kind of holy Jews or fanatics, some kind of kooks, you know? But afterwards, they saw how sincere they were. I mean, they began before they even ate. They knelt down in front of the statue of the Blessed Mother, and they said the calyx prayers that they had written up. And so much in love with the Mother of God. And he always carried his rosary, Bill Montroy. In fact, he, you know, when he was dealing with Father Pat, and I'll talk a little bit more about Father Pat Cunningham, when he kept working with him, and this alcoholic priest kept falling again and again and again, and he was so frustrated, he took his rosary out of the pocket after he got him to one of the houses to help alcoholics, and he threw the rosary at him. He said, Pat, that's all you got. Go to the Blessed Mother. And he did. And 3 days later, he called him up. He says, I want to go to confession. He went to confession, but he would fall again and again. But my point here is just how much the Blessed Mother has to do with the Calyx Society. Our Lady of Calyx, you know, right from the very beginning, Montroy says, she is the patronage of our society. And I found a letter that was dated February the 25th, 1979, and he writes this about the Blessed Mother. Mary is the mediatrix through Christ of all graces first. No one supersedes her. So that is why she has always been number one in Calyx. Our first meeting and all others always displayed her. Statue, flowers, and candles, and Ave Marias. That so much, you know, the love of the Blessed Mother, always there. That Mary's mantle was always over all of us, especially those who suffered the most. Like Jesus, addiction, one of the worst sufferings of all. It's terrible. You know, it's just grievous. It's dark. It's diabolical. And here comes Mary just to bring her son and dispel the darkness and chase Satan away from us, that we can follow our Lord even more closely into that Sacred Heart through her Immaculate Heart. But the point here is just that Mary is just so beautiful to us, our patroness. I was thinking Father Luger was one of the longest reigning chaplains in our society. He died in Minneapolis and with the Little Sisters of the Poor. But it was an article in a Chalice magazine where Bill Montroy is acting out that first meeting. And he's sitting there with the books, you know, the books they used. They were incredible. You know, the devout life. You had the spiritual life by Tanqueray, the Confessions of St. Augustine's, the Imitations of Christ by Thomas a Kempis. These men wanted to be saints. They were tired, you know, of the lies. They were tired of, you know, adultery and fornicating. They were tired of all the sinfulness, the cheating, and the lying. And they said, what good is it just to get sober and go and live that same kind of lifestyle? They were serious about becoming saints. That was their whole drive, is to become holy like God is holy, to become perfect like God is perfect. And it's a moral perfection. We still make mistakes. I was listening to Michael's talk, you know, about how broken we all are. You know, it made me think about the book that I wanted to write, you know, with a title, I'm Not Okay, and You're Not Okay. Yeah. But That's Okay. By Father McKay. But even Father Luger would, you know, when he came in 68, 69, and that's where the article was. And when he comes in as a chaplain, he speaks about Montroy and how it all began. He speaks about his relationship with the Blessed Mother. And in the end, he's talking about how important it is for us as Calyx members to go to our Mother Mary, to go to her in our struggles, our difficulties, our sinfulness, our brokenness, our disease of alcoholism, our disease of a drug addiction, pornography, gambling, overeating, whatever it is. Go to Mary And she will bring us to Jesus, the answer to all of our questions and the solution to all of our problems. Go to Mary. I end with this story about a passion play. And it was in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1925. And in the passion play was the Last Supper. And they're all around. It comes to the time where Jesus takes the bread, holds it to Judas, and says, "Do quickly what you must do." And Judas gets up and he walks out. And he's going to his place of suicide. And he hollers, "To whom shall I go? To whom shall I go?" And there's a little girl in the audience sitting next to her mother, and she whispers out where everybody in the audience can hear it because of such silence. And she says, "Mommy, why doesn't he go to Mary? She will help him, I know. Why don't we all go to Mary? She will help us, I know." Go through the heart of Mary, into the sacred heart of Jesus, into the most holy Trinity, to the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go to Mary, and we will be with God.